Okay, here we are. Matthew Russell, the Inner City Press, in the Southern District of New York. Courthouse. We're halfway through day six of U.S. versus Sean Combs. On the stand in the morning, Don Richard, of previously of Danity Kane and Dirty Money. She testified, as she had on Friday, about witnessing violence against Cassie Ventura, etc. Then on cross, they switched it up. They brought in their new lawyer from Georgia, the ninth member of the dream team for Sean Combs, Nicole Westmoreland, straight off the YSL trial down in Atlanta. And I have to say, she went hard at Dawn Richard. She questioned her about her 3500 material, interviews that she'd done with the government in which she hadn't said that she saw the alleged assault. That she had various inconsistencies. And now it's very hard to tell the same story exactly the same way, but she really highlighted for the jury some inconsistencies in the various tales. But Dawn Richard, to her credit, said like things she remembered more the more she thought about it. There were also questions about her civil suit and that she had a monetary message. Next witness, and still on the stand as when we go in after the break, Kerry Morgan, the best, quote-unquote, best friend of Cassie Ventura, although she hasn't spoken to her since 2018 when Sean Combs assaulted Kerry Morgan. She ran through various violent incidents, including one in Jamaica, in which she said Cassie Ventura had been dragged by the hair, and she, Kerry Morgan, and Sean Combs both got on golf carts and went in different directions looking for her. There's going to be some cross. I think it's going to be done by Agnifilo. We'll see how it goes. Some are saying that maybe Westmoreland should have done the cross of Cassie. This is it's not without just saying in terms of how it was done. It was done in quite an aggressive way. And we'll just have to see. Now, in last week, Inner City Press, we filed an application saying that there's far too much not going into the docket. Every morning, the lawyers argue and talk about what they put in overnight to the judge, and none of it's in the docket. So we filed it. Nothing was said until today. Judge Sarbanian said, we have an application from the press that everything should be docketed, everything that you've done so far, redacted as necessary, and file it next Tuesday. What, in 8 days? And thereafter, once a week. I don't think that's how it's supposed to go. I guess the idea is that it's delayed so that they can redact things, but I haven't seen such a delay on docketing, so we'll just have to see. We might have to file again, but for now, we have to go back in. We've put up an ebook. It's on Google Play for reasons that I've explained elsewhere. And we're going to keep doing that every week. That'll be a kind of a fact check of people that claim that things were said, and sometimes even attributed to us falsely. In any event, we're not onwards and upwards. We're going back in for the afternoon session. Inner City Press, to be continued.